You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise to have another blessed Monday to pray, have the opportunity to gather together and pray at Bethel Encounter. Midday prayer. Our theme scripture for this month, for which the theme is Kingdom Authority, is from Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. One more time. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We thank the Lord for giving us his word today, based on which we are going to walk through the month. And it's our prayer that if you ever lost identity of who you are and who Christ has empowered you to be, by the close of this month, you begin to walk in power and authority once again in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you are new to the kingdom of God, perhaps giving your life to Christ today, that you will begin to experience another dimension, even as you walk in relationship with the Lord by his Holy Spirit. Today, our prayer is centered on understanding kingdom authority. Understanding kingdom authority. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Psalm 22, verse 28. This scripture is about the Lord, capital L. The God we serve. The creator of heaven and earth, who is God above all gods, capital G. If there is any river god, if there is any tree god, if there is any mountain god, they all know that there is a God above all gods, who in the end will bring them all into judgment. This is the God we serve. And it says in Psalm 22, verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he's the governor of the nations. Though the enemy will boast, like he came to Jesus, proposing or telling him that he is the one in charge of the world. But his time is limited. And already, the authority has been taken away from him and given unto Christ Jesus, the King of all kings. And in due time, this shall be made fully manifest when he's brought all rule under his authority, and he's destroyed all power, and he rules when he comes the second time. The kingdom is the Lord's. The blessed believer does not live under the control of circumstances, the worldly system. No. The blessed believer lives under the authority of Christ and his word. What Christ has said. If you face sickness as a believer, what has God's word said concerning it? If you face depression as a believer, rejection as a believer, what has God's word said concerning it? As we believe in his word and we walk in it, that is when we are walking under his authority. And then we see the manifestation of his power. Kingdom authority begins with recognizing that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Not a river god in our family. Not a family piece of gold that everybody has been told that this was handed over from your grandmother down to your mother. And so everybody, when you get the piece of gold, it is an altar in the home. No. Kingdom authority begins with recognizing that Jesus is Lord over your life. Jesus dictates everything you do and every decision you take. Jesus is Lord over my life. That is where kingdom authority begins from. We want to experience dominion and authority as believers, but neglecting the fact that Jesus is the Lord over our lives. Some will find this controversial, but so let me still enter there. A young lady was going to have a wedding party. She's a frontliner, or she was a frontliner in a big choir. A leader that others were looking up to. Now, this young lady was going to have her wedding party, and the program was brought to the pastor. The pastor went through the program and then started asking her a few questions. And asking that who will be your DJ? And the lady listed on her functionaries, a DJ was there. Not a church choir, no, but a DJ who would be coming to play other songs. I will end it there. Jesus being the Lord over your life enters all dimensions. We don't say that, oh, Jesus is Lord over my life only when I'm on stage in church. Only when I'm singing in front of people. Some take it that to sing gospel is just a choice you make. Not about a life you live, but you just choose that in the music industry, you choose to sing gospel. Just like someone would choose that I want to do love songs in secular, or I want to do, so you too, you just choose that, okay, I just want to sing gospel. No, it's a life that you live where Christ is Lord over your life, out of which flows the songs that you sing. I'll say it again. It is a life, a dedicated and sanctified life. Sanctified means that your life is committed, dedicated unto the Lord. A sanctified, dedicated life unto God, out of which the songs flow. So it is not just singing gospel, but it's a declaration of who you are in Christ Jesus coming out through songs. We need to have this understanding so that we see that we don't just make choices to go and sing on stage or choices to become choristers, but it's a call that we respond to, that we dedicate our lives to live in Christ, to live under his authority, so that that authority that we bow to will manifest its power in every aspect of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, We see that Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And from this we are praying that, Father in heaven, open my eyes to see that all power belongs to you in heaven and on earth, in Jesus' name. We need this revelation. Because when you have this revelation, you consult no other power, because every other power, that's why I call them lesser gods. They are lesser powers. When you have access to Christ Jesus, the creator of the entire universe, you don't kowtow to lesser gods in the name of Amamre, Amanie, no. So lift up your voice and begin to pray as you see the prayer on your screens and the scripture as well.
Father in heaven, open my eyes to see and help me understand.
Enlighten our understanding. Enlighten our understanding, O Lord. Enlighten our understanding. Ignite our faith in your word. That all power belongs to you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
All power is given unto the Lord Jesus in heaven and in earth. In heaven and in earth. Lord, enlighten our eyes, Lord, to enlighten our understanding, to believe it with all our hearts, to live it, to experience this truth in the name of Jesus. To experience this truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying the second prayer from Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom is already here. So, in effect, what we are praying is that, Father in heaven, let your kingdom manifest in all power and authority in this end time. And let your will be done in my life in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom manifest in all power and authority in this time. And let your will be fulfilled. Let your will be established in my life, just as you are planned in heaven in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let your will be done in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, manifest, Lord, in your power and authority through your kingdom, Lord, even on earth in this time, in the name of Jesus, through the ministry, Lord. Manifest your power and authority in the name of Jesus. Rebebe kaban de rebe ashan de rebe rababaya baya kabaya maya de rea bada baya de rea de rea maya de rea maya de rea de rea maya de rea baya de Rama Maya Nere Abada Nere Nere Abaya Nere Abaya Nere Abaya Rama Maya Nere Abaya Kabaya Maya Nere Abaya Nere Maya Nere Abe Reba Baya Kaya Nere Abaya Nodo Nere Abaya Nere. All glory and majesty be unto our King.
Amen.
We are praying our very last prayer. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me to seek your kingdom and your righteousness first, always, trusting you for every other need in Jesus' name. We need to pray this prayer and to remember that in as much as we work, we school, we do all that, marrying, giving birth, all these things, the kingdom of God comes first. That in seeking all these things, or in desiring all these things, we'll rather seek the things of the kingdom. We'll be excited on kingdom advancement projects. As we do that, the Lord himself will take care of every need in our life. So we are praying, Father in heaven, help me to seek your kingdom and righteousness first, trusting you for every other need in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Heaven, help me to seek your kingdom first and righteousness, trusting you for every other need in the name of Jesus. Let my focus be on your word. Let my focus be on you in the name of Jesus. Seek you first, and everything shall be added. The grace to seek you first in everything that I do, in every decision I take. Lord, let it be upon you first, trusting you for every other need to follow.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Scripture says that ye have an unction and ye know all things. Who is that unction? The blessing. Who is that blessing? The Holy Spirit. Scripture again says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Without Jesus, without his Holy Spirit, you can get all the money. You can work, slave, do everything you get. Get all the money, be the richest man in this world. And yet, in the end, you will say it is all vanity, because you know that you can't take the riches anywhere. There's an emptiness in the soul of man that only the Spirit of God can fill. And so today, I invite you to give your life to Christ Jesus. And when you do that, he'll fill that void in your heart with the Holy Spirit, like he visited Cornelius in Scripture centuries ago. So just say this short prayer after me and believe in your heart that as you pray, it is so. So let's pray. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. Without you, I am condemned to death. Today, I repent of all my sins and I surrender my heart and my life in totality to you. That be the Lord over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for seeing us through this service, teaching us all these and leading us to pray. Indeed, our God has all authority. Lift your voice and let us sing this song unto our God.
Nobody. ever gave your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.